In this video, we will look at a simple weekly pattern for microchurch life. Many people hesitate to plant a microchurch because they imagine they need a full church building, a professional worship team, a large budget, and a complicated program. But a microchurch can begin with a faithful pattern that is simple, biblical, and sustainable. Here is one example of a weekly pattern. First, prepare before people arrive. Pray over the gathering. Read the scripture passage ahead of time. Make sure the space is safe, clean, and welcoming. If children are present, think about safety and supervision. If food is served, consider allergies and practical hospitality. Second, begin with welcome. People need to know they are not entering a performance. They are entering Christian community. A simple greeting, a meal, or a few minutes of conversation can help people settle in. Third, turn attention to God. This may include a short prayer, a psalm, a worship song, or a scripture reading. The goal is not to impress people. The goal is to remember that Christ is the center. Fourth, open the Word. Choose a passage. Read it clearly. Ask simple questions. What does this passage teach us about God? What does it show us about people? What does it call us to believe, repent of, or obey? How does this shape our witness this week? Fifth, pray together. Pray for needs in the group, but also pray outward. Pray for neighbors, family members, coworkers, villages, cities, and unreached people. A micro church should breathe both care and mission. Sixth, name one next step. That next step may be inviting someone, serving a neighbor, forgiving someone, memorizing a verse, meeting with a mentor, or preparing a future leader. Seventh, close with blessing and follow-up. Make sure people know the next gathering time. If someone shared a serious struggle, follow up appropriately and involve oversight or referral help when needed. This pattern can fit many places: a living room, apartment, rural home, workplace break room, village courtyard, digital meeting, or soul center gathering. A common mistake is making the leader do everything. A better pattern is to involve others over time. One person reads scripture, another prepares food, another leads prayer, another welcomes guests, another learns to facilitate. That is how multiplication begins. A simple weekly pattern does not make the microchurch shallow. It makes it repeatable. And what is repeatable can be taught, shared, and multiplied. Small, faithful rhythms can carry great gospel purpose.